David Preissler, CEO, Minnesota Pork Producers Association.
Dave, the latest USDA crop progress report mentioned that for a lot of farmers across Minnesota, they're going to have to stop their fall field work prematurely because of winter-like conditions, frozen ground, there's now snow cover. And as far as hog producers who have manure they were hoping to apply yet this fall, what are some considerations for them right now?
You know, I'd say the biggest thing is really communication. So in many of the permits that farmers have got from either the county or from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, there are requirements to inject or incorporate that manure. Well, we're to the spot now where that probably isn't going to happen. Now, the vast majority of manure has been already applied and done according to permit, but now really that for what's left, it really becomes a communications issue. When I say that, the farmer should make sure that they're talking with their county, make sure they're talking with the Pollution Control Agency on finding those best spots to apply that manure. And so that may mean that we're going to look at fields that may need to be adjusted to make sure that we're can still apply the manure, but we're going to have greater setbacks from sensitive features to make sure that we're not increasing any sort of possible environmental risk.
Well, it's encouraging to hear you say that most of the manure has been applied already. Given all of the holdups this fall because of weather, I was concerned that there's still a lot of manure just sitting because of delays. But you're pretty confident that a lot of that work has been done already.
I am. It doesn't mean that there isn't some to do, but I would say that most of it is done. And we just need to, again, be really careful as we look at finishing up here. And as long as that dialogue is happening and we're locating fields and or portions of fields where it can be done in the most safe manner, I think it will work out just fine.
Anything else on this you want to make sure we hit on?
Again, I think it really comes back to communication. So, the farmer obviously should know what's in their permit and what, they're required to do. And if there's something that goes outside of it because of these weather conditions, just need to communicate with their county feedlot officer and or the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. And I'm pretty confident we can work out some agreements or some arrangements to where, again, the environment's protected, yet the farmer can go ahead and utilize that manure and apply it appropriately.